Put some string between two trees and be kind to the trees. In desperation, you can join us on the bridge.
That would probably be the best,
yeah. The bridge is almost taken out, so it would be only if you can't accommodate something else. Welcome to the strangers. Well, we gave you just what you needed, a place with no... No, you can use any of the trees behind it where the lamp is.
We're only going to put a little bit of string around.
Just scratch them up badly. They're new and young. The park is new. Any of this grass area out here on this side of the bridge.
Yeah?
Your choice.
There's some. What? How many trees do you need?
How many?
Depending on how far apart they are.
Because there's some the
you
big ones.
That wall.
Some big ones right here.
You run it between that fence right here and the bridge here, and then sit over there.
I want to get a sunshine.
Oh, you can sit out there.
The sun's going to move around.
A little piece of Wahoo here.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to go down? You want to go down?
Down?
By the river? See where the steps are? You got a whole thing, and you got wire holding the stones in place, so you can go onto the wire.
I think right here would be
plenty
best.
Of shade there. Any of that.
The bridge is going to be like center of attention and all that.
Well, the amphitheater's over on that end. Down where the concrete is, right. And all our other events, wandering events and everything else are out on this area. We have another music area where the Douglas House, the White House, is.
All right, so we'll be right in the middle.
So you can be there or
park ourselves.
We're hoping that someone will make use of what's down here. Apparently, we didn't specifically schedule it out. You see this whole area here?
I got a judge parking.
That's Cage. You go right on that wire. That's holding the stone up. Up to you, but they're the option. I would seem to think that perhaps that would be better than being, caught on this little fence area here, but that's certainly up to you.
Well, here we can put on the fence and also swing up to that tree there.
Plus, we can move.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah, that's fine. There should be enough room.
Certainly, we'll make it. Let me sit down and read the programming here.
Yes, let me give you your quote sign, end quote.
Well, wait a minute.
Hang around here. Maybe we'll give them another one. Epson.
We got a quarter of 100 arrests today.
No. Well, as long as I get a couple of pictures, I couldn't care if it starts cooking at 7 o'clock. Well, I'm getting a few shots. Are they going to have artists here too?
Yes, it's all right there in the program. No, they're expected momentarily. Yeah, I think if you come back in a couple hours, everything will be going on. No?
I'm not even working today. I'm doing them a favor. What am I going to kill a whole day on this?
For what?
No,
what was said wrong?
Speeding.
Oh.
Thunder.
Yeah, he could give you a ticket in absentia, our special cop. You said you were speeding on 206.
Who can?
Our special cop.
Oh.
You already gave him the check, so you have nothing to hold on him.
True.
Listen, as far as the sign goes, I wouldn't think it's a bad idea to put it up there for two reasons. One, a lot of people driving in on Jackson Street will identify that with this area here. And two, you don't have to worry about the wind blowing it off. If we secure rope to this and do somehow tie it across here, I think it's going to be a problem all day. It's going to be flapping in the wind, etc.
It might, but at the same time, I'd like to see it. You might, yeah. I'd like to see it in a more visible location than that. I want it to be part of the festival rather than
an entrance to it. Okay, should we get it from that one to that one? Something like that. Do we have any cord, cable?
We have light.
Rope.
No.
Twine. We have chrome mylar, which isn't working. See, we have a pile of it over there.
Cable in the house.
Oh, well, good. Thankfully, I don't know
house
where they are.
House seven cables?
Yes, you do. Either you know where they are or I unplug you.
I don't know where they are, but I have some cables with me. Let me get my cable.
All right.
What's this?
Go ahead, say it.
What?
Say what?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Thank you.
Person right over
never
there.
Never F.
We have a half a dozen people.
What direction?
Man, we're going to block you here. Nobody ever heard of Mill Hill Park.
We've been in Vermont for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
I'll say sure.
Hey, you call that avant-garde, man?
He's bringing a rock band. I bet you he's bringing a rock band.
Which are these folks?
Old Divide.
Oh, terrific. Yes, of course you are. I found out from Joanne where she saw the flyer, the Truby's flyer. Princeton University. There are a bunch of them around.
Thank you.
You run out yet?
I'm just about out. You got.
I'm gonna walk home and get some.
Okay, yeah. For some reason I don't have that key to the cabin anymore. I used to have. I used to have a key to the.
Oh. Great. Hi. Good.
Can you imagine if we had 10 policemen here?
Yeah, then we... Is this a contribution of some other author?
No, this is an opera, libretto of mine. Very pleasant. Later.
Right. Have you ever spoken to Alfred? Alfred is the young guy or the old guy?
The old guy.
I spoke to Alfred briefly.
That's true.
Who are you?
My name's Billy Hyatt.
Welcome to Philadelphia. Welcome, Billy Hyatt from Philadelphia.
Oh, there.
Glad you're here.
You are evidently here. You seem to be cutting up a person.
This is my own event. This is definitely. I'm destroying an opera libretto of mine.
Symbolic, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's all very symbolic. Very highly charged artistic concept.
What?
So, where are they all? Where are all your Philadelphia artists that said they were going to be? Are you responsible for your city?
Yes. I'm responsible.
And everybody contained therein. He's just the first of many, I'm sure.
Are you going to perform for the city?
We have one.
Oh.
He is again.
Perform again.
Are you going to tell Mark about it?
Synthesizers are.
Jim wanted you.
Jim?
Jim
who? Thank you. Howdy, Tom.
Some good picks?
I hope so. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So that when the women and their daughters pass through the weeds and the grasses in Africa and they see this flower that's called blue.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 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 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm gonna tell another one.
Anyone who wears a hat like that, don't listen.
This is the best piece of the
hecklers, world. They're always good. All right. Hello, everybody. Oh, wow.
Not too late.
Thank you. All right, for the second story, I'm going to tell you another folktale from Africa. Is that broadcasting up there? Not too good, huh? I'd rather tell it without it. I mean, if it's not going to do it good.
And there have been moments in symphonies, plays, ballets, when I've been proud, so proud, to share a place and time and space with elegant creatures such as you. You took a bow, then took your seat and cried with me. Simple goodness, beauty, caring, truth. Oh yes, I've had bits and pieces in my life, but never enough to keep me warm at night. And nights were cold. Cold is when I learned to wear high heels and worry about my hair. When God moved, I thought, and left no forwarding address. When sunsets were hard to see through dirty windows. When I discovered my poetry was a foreign language and no one trusted foreigners. When I finally realized that Christmas never had kept its promise. But I survived. I curled into a ball and locked myself in waiting, just waiting for daylight to prove itself trustworthy. And it did. One morning, I woke in a patch of bright sunlight. I pinched myself and said, oh no, I can't believe it. But there were more patches, and more, and more. So I stopped pinching myself and simply shook my head. Oh no. And then you came and taught me how to shake it up and down. I love you. And out tumbled the words. Oh, yes. So that, dear one, is history. Why love began and how it grew and where it stayed until you came. I know your story too, you know. It's very much the same as mine, except the details. I've always loved you. Oh, yes, always. Always will, you know, that's true. I can see a sunset every night and not feel bored. I can sing with you and never run out of delight. I can watch you sleeping night after night and always wonder what you'll be like in the morning. And I can wake this morning and know for the very first time that Christmas kept its promise. Wrote to my mother and father. If I can find it. Oh, here it is. This was written as a combination Mother Father's Day present. So many years ago, in dark or light, I wouldn't know, the play of love made meaning in a child. That child was me. And I who've played and have now children of my own know better still the meaning of a mother and a father. I'd like to try to say it in a poem. The dreams we ride, the hopes we hold, the promises we make are bold, yet flimsy and quite blind into tomorrow. The plans we lay assume today and yesterday, the light, the length of day, and how the seasons run look like tomorrow. We borrow from the old when dreaming. And I, like you, took everything I knew was good and hopes of better and made a blanket for my child, one at a time. I held him warm and close with my desire. Desire kept this infant warm. A womb, a blanket, parents' dreams, all nurture and confine, it seems, the new and growing life. And hours of sun make blankets warm, desire too hot. All children squirm and toddle out of arms to find a breeze, a spot, a lonely spot to think their thoughts and dream their dreams. So there you stood, and here I stand, with empty blankets in our hands and dreams, old dreams, dissolving in the daylight. My sons look back at me and smile. I know that in a while they'll say goodbye and thanks, then bravely lead the lives I never dreamed. So I look back at you and smile. I'm happy and my style is mine. My dreams are coming true. I want to thank you for love, for blankets I've outgrown, for sharing all the good you've known and dreams you dreamed that brought me to the daylight. Let's see. Want a funny one?
One you wrote about after your trip from Ireland.
Oh, okay. In November, Ross and I went over to Northern Ireland for about a month. And I wrote a poem I wrote a poem called First Impressions of Derry, Northern Ireland. And Derry is a small town. It's an industrial town in Northern Ireland. And it's very bleak. They have soldiers there, a lot of barbed wire. You get stopped at checkpoints and have your purse gone through. There are bombings. You hear about Derry in the news. And when we walked down the street and said hello to people, instead of saying hi back in a friendly manner, we noticed that they go, or a couple of them did anyway, hi. Kind of funny. And let's see, other warnings Ross and I had were that it wasn't appropriate for unmarried people to walk down the street hand in hand, or that just was not something you'd want to do. There wasn't much friendliness or human warmth that we encountered in the beginning. And it's very cold in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, in the winter. It's about, well, it's cold because they don't have central heat. And it's about 40 degrees inside and out. So our first impression was that it was a rather chilly place. And I want to explain a few more things. There's a lot of distress there. And their poetry has a lot of the distress in it, too. A lot of the people who are involved in the killing are eulogized. There's some romance about the struggle that's going on in Northern Ireland. And so when I went to write a poem, I knew that I didn't want to write that kind of a poem. So this is poem. It's Derry, and it's very, very old. Teen sweaters do their best, though Breton's frozen. The air is filled with news that's old of death and yet another death. No central heat, no human warmth of hand in hand, or understanding tears that wetly travel cheeks. And no one whistles in the streets, it's Derry. Ah, 'tis a shame, and I could name 1,000 deaths, the daily deaths the living here endure. They smoke a lot, they drink a lot, they beat their wives and kids a lot, turn their hurts to verse a lot. I, everyone's a poet, and I could do the same. The rain is daily, always with us. For if my bent be sad lament, I have the voice to harmonize with Derry's dreary chorus. And you could read my poem and sigh and eulogize the dead, but I think I'll cry and wash my hair instead. Rachel Lindsay used to read his poetry.
Yeah.
Your, the Congo and what else has he written? Kind of.
Griffin, Gentleman the Griffin Bee.
Have you heard him or heard a record? I've heard his son.
Records.
Yeah. And the way he reads it is, it's just not the same reading it in a book. It's and this is one of those poems that's a whole lot better read. It's called The Gift. And I was given most precious gift, all mine, to hoard, to share, to anything I dare, most glorious, gladsome gift. Lift, sift, punch, munch, ratata, ratata, play at my hunch. I smelled it, inhaled it, and some of it went up my nose. Okay. I listened so biggity big, it danced in my ears all the day. Okay. With eyes always open, my eyeballs were globby with gift. Okay. I ate what I wanted and dribbled all over my clothes. Okay. My hands, how they stretched, how they fondled my gift, growing gift. Okay. Ah, then how I laughed as I watched my gift grow. And I knew what all wise children know. But then, I heard a voice yell, stop. Stop what you're doing. Don't you know the gift is holy? You don't know how to handle or appreciate it fully. This is how you measure it. This is how you weigh it. This is how you write its name, and this is how you say it. Do not stare, it isn't nice. Nothing's free, please pay the price. Admission fee will not suffice. If you eat it, be polite. Use your fork and spoon and knife. Do not munch or drool or slurp. Clean your plate up, do not burp. If your gift smells, my advice is wrap in plastic, put on ice. If it sings, and I repeat, if it sings, don't move your feet. No more dancing in the street. And then, how I cried. I sat and I watched as my precious gift died. But I believe in happy endings. This one has a coda to it. Again, I was given most precious, a gift all mine to hoard, to share, do anything I dare. Most glorious, gladsome gift. Lift, sift, punch, munch, rata-ta-rata, to play it by hunch. I smelled it, inhaled it, and some of it went up my nose. Okay, I listened so biggity big, it danced in my ears all the day. Okay, with eyes always open, my eyeballs were globby with gift. Okay, I ate what I wanted and dribbled all over my clothes. Okay, my hands, how they stretched, how they fondled my gift-growing gift. Okay, then how I laughed as I watched my gift grow. And I still know today what all wise children.
Let me take this one.
Okay. Want to take over? Oh, if after this, if anybody's interested in a food in Trenton, come see me.
How are they today?
They're not. I have a collection of six smaller poems.
How are you?
Fine. Phoenix, this is Mark.
Howdy. Hi. Oh, well, this is...
How are things happening? Having a good time?
Yeah. The work has been excellent. Everything that's here. Thank you.
Joe Namath of passing footballs in Randy Bowles. And quickly play bingo in the dark hallway of E. Harvey Oswald Jr. in Shepherd. Fade to black. Time to make phone calls. Famous one of which I call Casa Royale. A little Casa Royale music, please. It's more than just the story of a junkyard. It's the story of the people who live there. Derelicts from society. Ex-rock stars. Thieves. Ladies of the night. Who come to revel on the evenings of the full moon. Casa Royale! Forbidden City, Fool's Paradise, Devil's Island, 5 minutes from anywhere, like Harry's Corner Bar, belted by concrete streams, where now the gently flowing Avon lady from Belmar, New Jersey, ponders as she drives past, unsuspecting. Shall we have spaghetti and meatballs for dinner tonight, or just plain hamburgers? And never once has she been in a junkyard all her life, wife. Pity.
Are we finished?
No.
What?
Are we finished?
Second movement, Casa Royale. Fantasia. This is like a sonata, if you will. Casa Royale. Hotel of passing outcasts and outcomes. And a few out and out sorry bastards with brains fried sunny side up by Genghis Khan Edison, who should have known better. Here they reside. Rock stars, midnight ladies, thumbsuckers, thieves, gentlemen and janitors, frocks without sleeves, Hindus and hobbits, an executioner, his clown, another anonymous madman. One arrives, another leaves. Blind seers, dumb prophets all, who have no idea anymore but this, of what anything is about anymore, and what's more, don't care, kiss anymore, because nobody gives a rat's ass anyhow. And all their answers to the ancient questions would be wrong tomorrow and evermore anyway. Casa Royale, Rusty Paradox, Lead Balloon. What is it all anyway, he asked himself unemphatically, but the slag pile monument to
to vain desire. Dry bones, skeletons of forgotten things that once belonged to Burger Kings. A gentleman's urinal, a lady's bidet. This hole pregnant with waste that stumbles through and down the drain of existence on its way around again. Never tell the living how really beautiful death is.
Oh, join us in Ulm, Ulm on the Rave. Ready? Let's do it!
Each room are empty. Prince!
identity. And we all of us, act out the soap opera of our lives from the screens of each other's minds. Is there a meaning? Is there a meaning for each act unfolding specifically as it does? Or is this vast earth merely a minuscule island somewhere in the vast Pacific of the unconscious universe? We are the cavemen of the space age, just beginning to peek outside our homes. Thank you.
How about, are you set up down there yet?
We have everything down there and everybody's ready to go. There's a band that's already set up down there ready to go.
You want to be here or over there? Would it be
well,
terribly
you're in charge, so why don't you tell us what's going to happen and then we'll
okay,
go by
look,
that.
Okay, look, I want to find out the solution that is going to get somebody the least pissed off. Now, would you be more pissed off than them if you had to move over to the
we
Douglas House?
We just want to play.
Okay, but you got the Douglas House. That's on that, the White House that's over on that end.
Well, let me check this out. We'll let you know. I can't check this out.
All right.
Well, because we got everything set up except for the bottom
that.
Of the organ.
I see that.
Yeah, it's real heavy stuff. We can't move it anywhere.
How, is it, are they a large band?
Or what?
They're not going to want to move.
I haven't seen the hardware.
They're moderate. Okay, old device, small, they're moderate.
And what are you going to do?